Militants exploded a bomb today in a hijacked taxi behind a British army barracks in Northern Ireland just minutes after the transfer of police and justice powers from London to Belfast was completed. A terrorist Republican splinter group calling itself the Real IRA claimed responsibility. Belfast-based political analyst Robin Wilson says despite the transfer of powers, paramilitary groups will continue to pose a threat.
Dulwich Listening Parties went ahead today. That has happened. It's certainly better that this has been agreed than that it would not have been agreed in terms of stability, but it doesn't look like a very stable situation in terms of the wider society. Only this morning, to mark the transfer of policing and justice powers, so-called dissident Republicans, that is those paramilitaries who oppose the decision by the IRA leadership and Sinn Féin, its political wing, to end their military campaign against the British state, these dissident Republicans detonated a car bomb this morning, and that was seen as quite a big coup for the dissidents who've been getting stronger and stronger in recent times. And the fact that a new Pashaing government was agreed back in 2007 after 5 years when Pashaing had collapsed has done nothing to reduce the threat from the dissident Republicans. In fact, it's got stronger in that period, and there's no reason to believe that the devolution of policing and justice will stop it becoming stronger again.